Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Acts chapter 18 today, verses 18 through 21. That's Acts 18, verses 18 through 21. It says, after this, Paul stayed many days longer and then took leave of the brothers and set sail for Syria, and with him Priscilla and Aquila. At Caesarea he had cut his hair, for he was under a vow. And they came to Ephesus, and he left them there, but he himself went into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. When they asked him to stay for a longer period, he declined. But on taking leave of them, he said, I will return to you if God wills. And he set sail from Ephesus. Now, what I want to deal with today is this vow. What is this vow that Paul had taken that had him cut his hair? Well, most likely it was a type of a Nazirite vow. Go back with me if you can. If you're driving, just listen. Numbers chapter 6, to Numbers chapter 6, verses 1 through 5, and then we'll look at verses 13 through 21. It says, and the Lord, Numbers chapter 6, verse 1, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the people of Israel and say to them, when a man or a woman makes a special vow, the vow of a Nazirite, to separate himself to the Lord, he shall separate himself from wine and strong drink. He shall drink no vinegar made from wine or strong drink, and shall not drink any juices of grapes or eat grapes, fresh or dried. All the days of his separation he shall eat nothing that is produced by the grapevine, not even the seeds or the skins. All the days of his vow of separation no razor shall touch his head until the time is completed for which he separates himself to the Lord. He shall be holy. He shall let the locks of his hair of his head grow long. Now, verse 13, and this is the law for the Nazirite. When the time of his separation has been completed, he shall be brought to the entrance of the tent of meeting, and he shall bring his gift to the Lord, one male lamb a year old without blemish for a burnt offering, and one ewe lamb a year old without blemish as a sin offering, and one ram without blemish as a peace offering, and a basket of unleavened bread, loaves of fine flour mixed with oil, and unleavened wafers smeared with oil, and their grain offering and their drink offerings. And the priest shall bring them before the Lord and offer his sin offering and his burnt offering. And he shall offer the ram as a sacrifice of peace offering to the Lord with the basket of unleavened bread. The priest shall offer also its grain offering and its drink offering, and the Nazirite shall shave his head, his consecrated head at the entrance of the tent of meeting, and he shall take the hair from his consecrated head and put it on the fire that is under the sacrifice of the peace offering. And the priest shall take the shoulder of the ram when it is boiled, and one unleavened loaf out of the basket, and one unleavened wafer shall put them on the hands of the Nazirite after he has shaved the hair of his consecration. And the priest shall wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. They are a holy portion for the priest, together with the breast that is waved and the thigh that is contributed, and after that the Nazirite may drink wine. And this is the law of the Nazirite. But if he vows an offering to the Lord above his Nazirite vow, as he can afford, in exact accordance with the vow that he takes, then he shall do it in addition to the law of the Nazirite. So, most likely, since Paul's made a vow here and he's cut his hair, he had taken a Nazirite vow of some sort of devotion to the Lord. Now, Paul didn't have to obey the law in this sense because he is now free from the law in the sense that the law's purpose was to show us who Christ is, to point us to Christ, and to show us we can't keep it. And Paul many times himself has said, look, we're not under the law, we're under grace. Yet Paul at many times would live his life in such a way that he would not cause his brothers and sisters in the nation of Israel, if you will, the Jews, to stumble because he wanted them to come to faith. And he even teaches us as believers that we're to do things in such a way that we don't cause our brother or sister to stumble. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, listen to what Paul says in verses 19 through 23. He said, for though I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all that I might win more of them. Now to the Jews I became as a Jew in order to win Jews. To those under the law I became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law I became as one outside the law, not being outside the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I might win those outside the law. To the weak I became weak, that I might win the weak. I've become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings. Paul said, look, when I'm preaching to the Gentiles, I live like they do, without breaking Christ's law in my heart. At the same time, when I'm around the Jews, and they're worrying about ceremonial things and sacrifices, I go through those steps with them. That's why he had Timothy circumcised when he brought him with him and he was going to preach to the Jews. Today's challenge is simply this. Are you more concerned with people coming to know Jesus, or are you more concerned with you just living your freedoms that you have in Christ? Paul laid some of them down so the Jews would hear the message of the gospel. What are you willing to lay down so that others can hear about Jesus? Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.